Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with Wee Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And youngster, there's plenty about the Lord Jesus Christ in this half hour of Wee Kids. In fact, you're going to have a chance to pray with me to receive Jesus Christ into your life, something very special, something I don't do on every Wee Kids. But if the Lord wills, it's coming in the next few minutes, so stay tuned. Dylan, it's good to have you along. Brian, hello to you. Chana, it's nice to have you listening. Hunter, Blake, hello to you, little guy. Have you ever heard your name on the radio before? Hello, Hunter Blake. And Mikey, is it true that your mom used to listen to Wee Kids when she was little? Oh, my goodness. Well, hello to the second generation crowd of Wee Kids. Mikey, it's nice to have you along. Jada and friends, hello to you. Noel, it's wonderful to have you listening. Joey and Lydia, hello to you. And greetings to you, too, if I haven't said hello to you. It is so good to have you listening to Wee Kids. When God told Ananias to go to Saul, Ananias said, "But Lord!" Well, it turned out that Ananias went to Saul and found him really needing help. What about that? You can find out in the next few minutes. Bible-based and Christ-centered radio for little people and their families, Wee Kids!
At the completion of the Golden Gate, no, the angels did not celebrate. And when the ripe boys flew their bird, no angelic shouts were heard. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice. Now when the light bulb first lit up the town, no, the angels did not dance around. And when the men stepped on the moon, they didn't see the victory too. There's only one thing that we're sure about that can make those angels jump and shout. It's when a sinner makes the Lord his choice. That's when the angels rejoice. Now heaven doesn't strive.
Right out of Luke chapter 15, rejoicing music to help us get started with Wee Kids here. The Bible says that when one person turns away from his sin or her sin and instead follows Jesus, the angels in heaven rejoice.
Mr. Nick, Mr. Nick.
Well, hi, Nikki.
Mr. Nick, can we see the angels rejoice?
No, we can't.
Then how do you know it's true?
If the Bible says it, it's true. We have God's word on it. That's Luke chapter 15, verse 7, about the angels rejoicing.
We just need to believe it, right?
That's right, Nikki. And God Himself gives us the faith to believe.
Like becoming a Christian?
Yes. The Bible says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Acts 16:31, that is true.
The Bible is talking about being saved from hell, isn't it?
Nikki, I want you to use that word very carefully, but that's true. The Bible talks about hell as a burning place of punishment for those who have rejected, those who've turned away from God. Bad news.
But the good news is heaven.
Heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ and those who love Him will live joyfully with Him forever.
Then will we see the angels?
Oh, yes. Angels, and there'll be much, much, much praise for God. And we'll see the Christians who have died before us, including my Grandpa Fraser.
And Jesus will be in heaven, right?
Jesus is in heaven now, as well as here in the hearts of Christians. He is the center of it all. Praise Him.
But before we can go to heaven, we need to follow Jesus.
And love Him and serve Him and live our whole lives for Him.
I love Jesus.
Oh, I do too, Nikki. And for kids who also want to give their lives to Jesus, I'll be helping them pray to do that toward the end of the program.
All right.
Nice to chat with you, Nikki.
Nice to talk with you, Mr. Nick. See ya.
Bye. And how is your faith, kiddo?
Faith is believing in something I cannot see. Faith is important if I want to make God happy. F-A-I-T-H. Faith, faith, faith. Faith is a gift from God Almighty. I cannot see the wishes that my mom gives in her kisses every night when she holds me tight. I cannot see the air, but I know that it is there. I can breathe, so I believe. I see so clearly with my heart. Faith is such a wonderful part of growing up in God.
Faith is believing in something I cannot see.
That's right.
Faith is important if I want to make God happy.
It's very important.
It sure is.
Thank God for His wonderful gift of faith. He is the one who helps us to believe in Him. More coming about that toward the end of the program here. Now, Bible time, and we continue with Acts chapter 9. We left Saul in a predicament. You might remember that he was trying to hurt Christians. And then one day, he saw the light, the searing, bright light of the Lord Jesus Christ, who had a few words to say to Saul, and then told him to go into the city. Now Christians everywhere knew what Saul had been doing, so they were afraid of him. But now Saul had seen the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that stopped him. So he was left not seeing, not eating, not drinking, just waiting. There was a follower of Jesus in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to Ananias in a vision. Ananias? Ananias answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight Street. Find the house of Judas. Ask for a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus. He is there now praying. Saul has seen a vision. In it, a man named Ananias comes to him and lays his hands on him. Then he sees again. But Ananias answered, "Lord, many people have told me about this man and the terrible things he did to your people in Jerusalem. Now he has come here to Damascus. The leading priests have given him the power to arrest everyone who worships you." But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. I have chosen Saul for an important work. He must tell about me to non-Jews, to kings, and to the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." So Ananias went to the house of Judas. He laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus sent me. He is the one you saw on the road on your way here. He has sent me so that you can see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something that looked like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes. He was able to see again. Then Saul got up and was baptized. After eating some food, his strength returned. Wow, that's wonderful, isn't it? Well, it took a little something extra for God to get Saul's attention. Here are a couple of good verses to remember. The first chapter of John, verses 4 and 5 say, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend or overpower it."
When the church was just a baby, someone had to spread the news. Jesus chose a Pharisee named Saul. From the day that he met Jesus, he really changed his tune. Today we know him as Apostle Paul.
Yes, God made a wonderfully big change in the life of Saul, who was hurting Christians. God changed his heart, and then God changed his name to Paul, who wrote encouraging letters to New Testament churches. What a change! And by the way, kiddo, you can change too with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, who changes old sinful lives into new lives headed toward heaven, loving the Lord, and you can hear more about that toward the end of the program. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful We Kids March, and I need some march leaders here. Jada, you want to march with your friends Charity, Hunter, Mason, and Malachi? Jada, let's do it. Let's make you march leader over here. And in this happy household here, Joshua, Benjamin, Elijah, Anna Marie, Isaac, and Abraham. Ooh, some biblical names here. Elijah, your march leader. Jonathan, Karina, Gilbert, and Joseph. Gilbert, would you like to be march leader here? Okay, you're picked. And one more. Samuel, Emily, Edward, and Aaron. It's going to be little Aaron today. Yes, the little guy can do this. Aaron, you're picked. Mama, Papa, help me, please. If I've not picked a march leader in your family, will you please pick one for me? And here are the rules to our wonderful We Kids March. First of all, feet in time with the music. It is a march, Chana, not a run. She's rather exuberant. Number two, knees up high. Number three, if you're a big marcher, especially if you're a daddy-sized marcher, please watch out for the little marchers. Don't let them get tangled up in your feet while we're trying to have a good time here. And number four... Oh, yes, the T-bone players. Watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Oh, there goes Robert and Robert Jr. Easy does it. Put those feet in time with the music, please. You left, you left, you left, you right, you left. Vanessa, are you listening? Excellent marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Someone leading over here? Okay, that's all right. Diane, good marching. Here comes Seth and Luke. Isaac, Andre, you're a good marcher, too. Marina and Selena, good marching. Nathan and Ryan, good marching. Here comes Katie. Catherine and Crystal. You're not going to make me laugh at this, so don't even think about funny faces of Mr. Nick. Okay. Ruth, nice marching. Melissa, nice marching. Lisa and Nick, excellent marching. All right, drummers are preparing us to slow it down. Just, or at least soften it down just a little bit here. Not quite so high on the knees, please. Comes Valerie and Austin, a little bit behind. Hello, Brian. Hello, Lauren and Kevin and Kristen and John. Macy, Winston, you two are good marchers. Avery, good marching here. Speaking about A kids, Angela, Ariel, over in this family. All right, Caleb, we're going to make this all the way to the end now. You left, you left, you right, you left, you right. Danae, we're going to make it a strong finish here, all the way to the end. Don't stop early. Emma and Ethan, keep going. Emma, you're doing just fine in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, excellent marching. And you may be seated. Great programs anytime online.
KeysForKids.net.
I don't ever want to grow. You can't play, you've got to work all day.
I don't want to grow up either.
Why?
'Cause grown-ups get too busy to pray.
Pray?
Bobby says praying doesn't help much.
Oh?
He says you've got to do it yourself.
Well, God didn't say that in the Bible.
Bible?
The big black book on Mommy's shelf.
This is Wee Kids with Mr. Nick and Youngster. Now we're going to do something that I don't do very often. But if you choose to pray with me in just a few moments, this is going to be the most important thing that you have ever done in your life. I'm going to tell you how you can become a child of the King. This is not my idea. This is God's idea. And we get this from His Word, the Bible. Now, you probably know that every person is born into sin, right? Do you know the words me, mine, gimme? The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." God is perfect. He is holy. And He cannot stand sin. Sin brings death forever. The only way to know God and to live forever with Him is with the help of His Son, Himself, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was Jesus who paid for our sin with His own life. He took our punishment by dying in our place. And He did this to show how much He loves us. And the Bible says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates," or He proves, "His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now, if you know about Resurrection Day, you know that Jesus Christ came back from death. So He did not stay dead. He's very much alive today. So we need to choose to follow either our own selfish, sinful way and say no to God, or say yes to God by turning away from our sins and instead following the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you say no to God, that leads to eternal death. Nikki and I talked about hell. It's a real place. Bad news. But if you say yes to God and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, that leads to eternal life and heaven. Romans 6:23 from the Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." So how can you be rescued from your sin? Over in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." Fellow believers, now is an excellent time for you to pray for these little ones just coming into the kingdom of heaven. Now, youngster, I'm going to lead you in a prayer to know God. If you haven't already given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and with your whole heart you want to belong to Him, you want to live forever with Him, stop what you're doing right now and please pray after me. Are you ready? Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I want to turn away from my sin. I want to live for You instead. I believe You died on the cross to take my punishment for my sin. I believe that You rose from the dead. I love You, dear Jesus. Please wash the sin out of my heart. Please come into my heart and live through me. Jesus, now I belong to You. Thank You, Lord Jesus. In Your name I pray. Amen. Oh, youngster, if you were one of those sweet kids who just prayed that powerful prayer of salvation, God has washed the sin out of your heart with His own blood, with the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God for His gracious touch of new life in your heart, youngster. And do you know where you're headed, by the way? To heaven! All right!
When I get to heaven, gonna walk with Jesus. When I get to heaven, gonna see His face. When I get to heaven, gonna talk with Jesus. Saved by His wonderful grace. Because I'm saved, saved, wonderfully saved. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Saved, saved, wonderfully saved. And I'm so glad I am. Hallelujah. When I get to heaven, gonna walk with Jesus. When I get to heaven, gonna see His face. When I get to heaven, gonna talk with Jesus. Saved by His wonderful, saved by His wonderful, saved by His wonderful grace.
There's nothing like being saved by God Himself from the power of sin. Praise His holy name. Youngster, if you are one of those who prayed to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, please contact me. I want to be rejoicing along with the angels in heaven. Youngster, here's my mailing address. You can write to Mr. Nick, Post Office Box 44, Red Bluff, California, 96080. And if you'd like to tell me about this good news through email, my email address is just mrnick@wekids.org. Here's another one of these little notes. Mr. Nick, be sure to put your head on headrest before launching. Oh, that must be for this thing. Oh, looks like another fast one. Before I do this, let me climb in here. Excuse me, and put on my seatbelt. Let me remind you, kiddo, that God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Now, how do I get this thing started here? Oh, this must be it.